call the 7th Associated Students to order on Wednesday, March 15th, 2017 at 5:35 p.m. in the Relating Senate Chambers on the third floor of the Joe Kai Student Union. I move to Agenda Item 2, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving to Agenda Item 3, roll call.
Speaker Texera.
Present.
Senator Berrigan.
Present.
Senator Blair.
Absence excused.
Senator Bond.
Present.
Senator Bradley.
Present.
Senator Chu.
Present.
Senator Cook.
Present.
Senator Crooks.
Absence excused.
Senator Krupe.
Present.
Senator Duvall.
Present.
Senator Eschenbaugh.
Present.
Senator Fang.
Absence excused.
Senator Green.
Present.
Senator Henderson.
Present.
Senator H. Jackson.
Present.
Senator T. Jackson.
Present.
Senator Jacoby.
Present.
Senator Jordan.
Present.
Senator Kohler.
Absent. Excuse.
Senator Macabaluk.
Present.
Senator Smith.
Present.
Senator Taylor.
Tardy, I'm excused.
Senator Yerkidy.
Present.
All right, Cormer's present.
Awesome. Moving to Agenda Item 2 or 4, Adoption of Minutes. I'm seeking a motion to adopt the minutes. Senator Spock.
I move to approve the minutes from January 15, 2017, and February 1st, 2017, by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving to Agenda Item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Dr. Beatty?
Hey. Well, I just realized today that you all only have 2 meetings left, so it's
technically one, right?
This meeting and the final meeting.
I think we're saying...
Because next week is... Spring break. Yeah. Not sure if you're having one the week of March 29th or not.
No.
So, anyways, it's getting close, so if you have legislation, you're going to need to get it to Noah to get it on the table for that meeting, right? Or it's going to sit on your laptop unless you can partner up to the senator next year and get them to push it through for you. So, that's really big. Coming to the end of the year, and there are a couple of things I want to say. All of you know that I've been advising programming since September because we haven't had someone in the position. And I just want to take the time to say that Casey has made advising that a lot easier. With picking up extra duties, I've needed to trust a little bit more that someone in that position is going to get something done and follow up a little bit less. And Casey's been doing a really good job of doing that. She's been on top of her programmers. She texts back day or night. Doesn't matter if she's up to dinner with a friend or at 8 a.m. in the morning, she was probably sleeping. So I just wanted to give her credit from all of you. It was a really good hire by Brandon. She's worked out really well this year. She's been really tight on the budget. I think she's going to get down to within a few dollars of spending, even though we've got some contracts in lieu and some of that stuff's moving around. She put a good team in place, but I would have had a much more difficult time devising programming if Casey hadn't worked the way that she's worked this semester.
Awesome. Is there any further public comment? Seeing none, we'll move into Agenda Item 7A, reports of ASU and officers, president of the Associated Students. Thank you.
Just a quick one. I mentioned this a couple meetings back, but the animal artistry presentation that I talked to you guys about a few weeks ago in regards to what we might put in the roundabout for the student union. It's this Friday, the 17th at 10 a.m. I've had a few people that first confirmed with me that have now since backed out, so if that's of any interest to you, I would really appreciate it because I told President Johnson I'd have 10 students there. So if you have any interest in that, just let me know after the meeting. I'll be here. This afternoon, I attended the Student Tech Fee Advisory Committee, the first one of the semester. We have one last semester as well, but this meeting was talking about what they want to use the new funds for. The Board of Regents recently approved a $2 increase per credit for technology fees, and we discussed different programs that we want to spend that on, different initiatives and whatnot. And we didn't get fully through the agenda today, so there's likely going to be another one coming up in the next month or two that I will be attending alongside whoever's the new president so that we can catch them up to speed as well. The safety lights project I told you about that I talked to Senator Duvall about, I have not heard back about an estimate for that, so it looks like that project might get pushed back to the next session if that group is still interested in it. I think it's a huge step in the right direction because that's been a project I've been hearing about for a couple sessions now, and it just hasn't been accomplished. So I wish it came earlier in my term so I would have had the time to accomplish it. And then right now I'm trying to wrap everything up, trying to save as many files as I can to the legacy folder for the next ASM president so they have a little bit of a base to go off of. That's all I've got. I also have elections chair McNeese as well. He just said the debate and the barbecue went really great and had great turnouts. He just wants everyone to be at the reception tomorrow night, the KC Rotunda at 7:30 p.m. if you can make it. That's all I got.
Are there any questions for President Boone? Awesome. Do you know if Vice President Sumer has anything?
Thanks.
Okay. Moving into agenda item 7C, Chief of Staff, Sebastian Quinto.
Hello, everyone. So I do have It's On Us stickers for you guys. Before we get started, feel free to take some for your friend. We got 1,000 of each. So I'll pass these ones out. And then these ones are a little bit more of a commitment, but if you got a big hydro flask, it works out. There you go. Cool. So for my report, I got to meet with Matthew Salazar for Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, and we kind of talked about the great community cleanup that I keep telling you guys about that will be taking place on May 6th. By the end of the month, he said he should have the all the registration stuff ready for that. So he is looking for us to find at least 40 to 60 volunteers to take part in this cleanup. There's going to be shirts provided to everyone that does partake, and then a big initiative that they're going to start advertising and tell us about is they're trying to get people to partake in their Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful contest. And what they're doing is they're going to have people send in different shots and pictures of like the Truckee River, and whoever wins, they're going to make big posters of it and put it in all the hotels, all the abandoned hotels in the Reno River District. So I think that's a really cool initiative that we can push to our students as well. Other than that, I've been continually planning the end of the year banquet. So as soon as elections are over, Senator Henderson is going to go ahead and give you the Faculty of the Year awards. And then we also are reaching out to all the scholarship recipients. And then, again, that form that I did send you guys, if you are a senior, if you haven't filled that out yet, please go ahead and give me that information. But that is all I have for my report.
Are there any questions for Chief Staff Hawkins? All right, and the stickers are up there, too, if anyone in the audience wants them afterwards. Moving into agenda item 7D, WTO Staff Michael Upton.
Hello, everyone. So, this week we met on the two new SNP proposals that we were given over the course of the semester, and both of them were very strong, but one of them had a few flaws that we don't think would be good at this time, so we rejected that one, and we're moving forward with a new one called the Campus Refill Initiative. Basically, the point of this project is going to be putting bulk sources of detergents, laundry soaps, different things like that in the new dorm, in the new Wolf Shop that's going to be in the Great Basin dorm system. And then what's going to happen is we're going to be encouraging students to come and reuse water bottles or detergent bottles to refill their soaps. This is a whole new kind of movement that hasn't really been seen on college campuses yet, and so we're really excited to have this as a SNP project. I think it's going to be great PR for not just the program, but great revenue for the Wolf Shop and a lot of really good things that are going to be happening with that. So there are a few things that we need to work out with that group, so we're going to be meeting with them in the next couple weeks after spring break. But I wanted to say thank you to Senator Blair and Senator Bradley for helping out on that. And then as well, Rachel Lucas, we're in the process with that. We've contacted all the other schools. We have people coming. We just need to book flights and hotels so that we can have this evaluation going. It'll be on April 1st and 2nd, I believe. And, yeah, that's it.
Are there any questions for WC staff up to? All right, awesome. Thank you so much. Moving to agenda item 7F, Attorney General Cameron Harris.
Besides elections, being done tomorrow, no report.
Awesome. Moving into agenda item 7H, Director of Programming at Sandy Hurdle with Mia.
And then hello, Casey has worked, so she asked me to come and report for her. I have a couple of things. Family Weekend is March 31st to April 2nd, If you guys haven't heard about all the events that are going on, I highly encourage you to check out our website. It's pretty cool. You can find it through AUCUN. Unity Week is coming up as well. It's April 10th through the 14th. Events that will be included in Unity Week are Deer Roll. They came my freshman year, so about 3 years ago. It's a really cool event where any student is able to take a photo with writing all over their body that's representative of a struggle or something that's important to their lives. It's really cool. We're also going to be putting on the Holi Festival and a drag show partnered with the Queer Student Union. And there will be a tabling event with free grilled cheese and free swag as well. And the spring concert day should be announced tomorrow, as long as we get 25% voter turnout. And as a reminder, the concert is free. All you have to do is pick up your ticket in ASUN starting Friday, and you need both a ticket and a Wolf card to get into the venue.
Awesome. Are there any questions? Senator Bradley.
You said pick them up in ASUN?
Yes.
Awesome. I love the partnership with the Queer Student Union.
Excited.
Okay, thank you. Moving into agenda item 7K, Director of Diversity and Inclusion, Gabriel Rojas. And a note on Director Charles, she's actually testifying down in Carson right now, and that's where Senator Blair is as well.
What's up, everyone? Hope everyone's doing all right. So we finally got these flyers out for the keynote speaker for the end of the Diversity Summit. If you guys didn't know, her name's Bree Newsom. If you guys want to look her up. But I'll be posting those up and around campus and also posting this in the session Facebook page for you guys to share if you'd like. I think President Boone mentioned this last week, but I'm also going to be partnering with the School of Medicine to bring a film called States of Grace here to campus. I think it's the first week of April. It's essentially a film that, addresses LGBTQ issues, gender issues, age issues, and I think stuff that's related with the medical field. So that'll be pretty cool. Aside from that, that's it for me. Does anyone have any questions?
Is she the one who climbed up the flagpole and tore down?
Yeah, if you guys don't know who Bree Newsom is, she's the one who climbed up South Carolina's Capitol building and took down the Confederate flag.
Yeah. Awesome. That's going to be an amazing speech. Thank you, Director Ross. Moving into agenda item 8, reports of Senate committees. 8A, Chair Committee on Academic Center and Dissent.
We'll be meeting tomorrow to kind of go over some last stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. Moving into agenda item 8C, Chair Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator Green.
All right, cool. The Read and Read program is still getting requests. I've had one crazy lady demand that we go to her school, and she got shut down, so it was fun. But April 21st, there's a school coming here. We have agreed to do that. Keely can't make it, so we're looking for someone to come and read a book to the students.
What day is that?
April 21st is from 11:30 to 12, I believe. Keely got it.
Is that next week?
April.
April.
Oh, April.
Yeah. So it's just gonna be a quick rendition of the book. It's not gonna be as crazy. I'm sorry. It's April 21st, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. It's an SEM. I think that's. Struggling. I don't know.
Scroogum. From Engineering Your Minds.
Okay. Yeah. So it's in Scroogum 101, and there's just a bunch of kids. That whole day, there's actually a giant caravan of kids coming, and they're just going around to a bunch of different sessions. I know they're going to check out the rock mine. I think they're going to check out the College of Education. I don't know what's in there, but I heard it's cool. and it's super cool. So we just need somebody to read the book again. I'll be dressing up as the other guy, and it's going to be overall fun. So I was hoping Dolly would do it, but we're hoping for him. Okay. Okay, cool. Other than that, nothing to report.
Awesome. Moving into agenda item 8D, Chair Committee on Government Operations, Senator Gordon. Moving to agenda item 8E, Chair Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Eschenbach.
So we'll be seeing 3 pieces of legislation tomorrow, and then if those pass or not, I guess we'll be seeing them at our last Senate.
It's been a long year. Moving to item 8F, Chair Committee on University Affairs, Senator Bradley.
We're just going to start doing our legacy binder, and then I'm kind of just prepping things for the next chair. I'm just kind of like what they should be.
And for the chair, myself on oversight, we had the censure of public relations officer Brooklyn Lawton. We actually had a pretty good discussion with her. We ended up not censuring her and deciding that the definition of what she should be doing and what Senate thinks she is doing should be explained a lot better to everyone. Because President Boone informed us of what she was actually doing for him, and because she wasn't at Senate meetings a lot, it was hard for senators to see what she was actually doing. We then decided that maybe the next president needs to decide what Inkblot and PR should be doing together. But yeah, and then the next Committee on Oversight will have Director Bezek, and that will be the week after spring break. So, 2 weeks. Any questions? Awesome. Moving into 9 comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Perfect. Moving into agenda. Senator Jordan, we don't need a fast track to use, correct? Okay. Moving into agenda item 17. An act to amend duties of the Director of Campus and Public Relations. Senator, I'm seeking a motion to approve, actually. Senator Rodney.
I'm
going to
move to Senate Bill
84
and act to add these to the Director of Campus and Public Relations.
Do I have a second? Senator T. Jackson?
Sir.
All right, Senator Jordan, if you would like to introduce this bill.
So I just sponsored it on behalf of President Bill. I'm sure he knows more details. Why? Okay. This one's pretty straightforward. Two very relatively new programs meant to connect the campus to the city, and they really didn't have any person that they fall under, and I think they're programs that should be sustained because they were both very successful in their first year, and PAC Friendly Business Campaign even grew twice the size this past year. So I wanted to put these under someone that we can hold accountable for these programs so that they just can't slip by the wayside. And it just seemed natural to go under the Director of Campus and Public Relations. As Speaker Texera mentioned, this position is likely going to be restructured within the next session to really define the relationship between this position and Inkblot, and giving it more duties seems justifiable with its current wages. So that's all I really got. I'm happy to answer questions.
Yeah, do you guys have any questions for President Boone about this bill? Okay, is there any discussion on the bill? Any questions you have for Senator Jordan? Senator Jordan?
We did vet these ones out, so there should be no.
All right, awesome. Can we move into a roll call vote on the bill?
Senator Berrigan?
Aye.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Bradley?
Aye.
Senator Chu?
Aye.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Krupe?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Eschenbaugh?
Aye.
Senator Green?
Aye.
Senator Henderson?
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator McAbaluk?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Yorkity?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
All right, awesome. I'm seeking a motion to approve Senate Bill 849 to correct the discrepancy in the SAS regarding the compensation of Blue Crew programmers. To Senator T. Jackson.
I'm moving to Senate Bill 84 and act to correct the discrepancy in the SAS regarding the compensation of Blue Crew programmers.
Do I have a second? Senator Yakiti?
Second.
Senator Jordan or President Boone, would you like to introduce?
Yeah. This one's honestly more straightforward than the last one. This was written back in February. We thought it was it could be solved as a clerical issue, but the legislative clerk went through this all the changes we've made to Blue Crew in the last couple of years. We couldn't figure out why it was under level 3 and level 4. So this bill went through GovOps. It was just pending on if they found anything, and it's really just saying that it should only be under level 3 and not level 4. It's not a pay change or anything. They've been paid at level 3. It's just keeping it consistent.
Yeah, so are there any questions? Any debate against it?
Seeing none, move to roll call on the second.
Senator Berrigan?
Aye.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Bradley?
Aye.
Senator Chu?
Aye.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Krupe?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Eschenbaugh?
Aye.
Senator Green?
Aye.
Senator Henderson?
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator McAbaluk?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Yorkity?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Awesome. Moving into agenda item 17G, I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Key.
I move to approve Senate Bill 84 with Act to amend the candidate debate timeline.
You're ready to second, Senator Key Jackson.
Second.
Senator Jordan, if you would like to introduce this bill.
Yes, so we saw this one last time, but there was an issue with the committee. So instead of the whole within this meeting, they put more questions on it, which was kind of counterintuitive, but it was what we intended for. We talked to the Attorney General of the Association, and we agreed that, we didn't talk to the Attorney General, we talked to the Chairman of the he agreed that the spirit of the thing was just to give the Chairman more time. So we amended it to, instead of being within 2 days, it would be debate itself prior to the commencement of the primary general elections, which basically probably chairman's chairman are going to honor precedent and, you know, do the timelines then to super elections. For some reason that doesn't work, this just gives them the freedom to schedule when they need.
Awesome. So, Senator Krupe.
So the only thing is to clarify which debates they're under so that a future attorney general doesn't potentially interpret this as both debates need to be before the primary election, right? So I move to amend on page 2, line 2, to add the word respective before debates.
A second. Senator Jackson?
A second.
Any discussion? Questions for Senator Krupe? Hey, Senator Cook, do you have any questions?
No.
You just look a little confused.
Sorry.
So there's no discussion on it? I'd like to move to your roll call vote.
Senator Berrigan?
Aye.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Bradley?
Aye.
Senator Chu?
Aye.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Krupe?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Eschenbaugh?
Aye.
Senator Green?
Aye.
Senator Henderson?
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator McAbaluk?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Yorkity?
Aye.
Right, motion carries.
Awesome. So moving back into discussion on the bill as a whole, are there any questions on the bill for Senator Jordan? Is there any discussion for or against the bill? Seeing none, we'll move into a roll call vote. Roll vote on the bill.
Senator Berrigan?
Aye.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Bradley?
Aye.
Senator Chu?
Aye.
Senator Cook?
Aye.
Senator Krupe?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Eschenbaugh?
Aye.
Senator Green?
Aye.
Senator Henderson?
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator T. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator McAbaluk?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Yorkity?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
All right, so this bill might have a little bit of discussion, but I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 17H. Senator T. Jackson.
I move to approve Senate Bill 84 and act to add first right of refusal to Wolfshot for basing on departments.
Do I have a second? Senator Green.
A second.
Senator Bradley, if you'd like to introduce this bill.
Yes. Okay, so this bill is to add within our governing documents that we will go through the Wolfshot whenever ordering merchandise. So all the pretty stickers and t-shirts and hats and everything that we buy will have to be bought through the Wolfshot unless the Wolfshot denies our request. So if they say, no, we're too busy, we don't want this, you would have the freedom to go to a third party. And that as well. So the logic behind this was that we own the Nevada Wolfshot. Why wouldn't we use it? It's like having a t-shirt machine in your backyard and you go down the street to use one. So we want to make sure that we're utilizing our own resources here. here, as well as the money that is being used from student funds should be going back into potentially to be used for more student funds later on. So that's the premise of the bill. But if you guys have any questions, just direct to me.
First question I have is, do you know the probability of their refusal? Senator Brother?
We didn't talk about their probability. When we talked to them in the budget and finance, they said that their amount of orders, they would still need more. Like, they're not at capacity of what they can do. They're not reaching their potential at this point. And I envision that if we were to start using it more often, then in turn, they would have more business coming through there.
Senator Green,
I withdraw my second.
I was curious if we were going to. So right now it kind of says that the wool shop can accept it or deny it, but it doesn't really give a time frame. Like if they have 3 days to accept, I would kind of like to see that included in this bill so that clubs and different departments for ACM don't have to wait.
Senator Brother.
So we need a separate piece to the club funding manual as well, so you guys are aware. This one is just for departments, so if, you know, the executive board wants to buy something, they would have to go through. If we want to buy something in Senate, it would go through there. It could be interpreted that it's over club, but we did, like I said, cover it and put it in the new club funding manual. But I agree, we could add a timeline. The addendum that I had, I remember, I might not have said that correctly. It does have a timeline.
I didn't receive the addendum. Senator Kirby?
Which one?
Senator Green?
So my only question is, so what if I don't know if it applies anymore, actually, I'm sorry. So my question is, what if we were to go to the wool shop, but another shop off campus was to offer a cheaper price for the amount of or something? Does it make sense?
Senator Bradley.
So the point, as I was making earlier, is that even if it is cheaper somewhere else, that it's our business and we own this wool shop, we should be using it. As well as the wool shop does do price matching on other things other than textbooks. If you come in and show that you can get a t-shirt for, I don't know how much the t-shirts, I'm not going to need numbers, but if you can kind of cheaper, they will price match it. So we don't really want to advertise that all the time because then we're taking money directly out of our pockets, but they would be able to price match. But along again with the timeline portion of this, Senator Eschenbach, is the wool shops, when we talked with them, they would want a 3-week lead time on orders. So suggested that if we were to be ordering, t-shirts that they can crank out really easily, they want them at least ordered 3 weeks in advance, and if it's a more specialized order, 4. So maybe some background.
Okay, so Senator Groupie?
Yeah, so to kind of go against including a timeline, it'll super depend on the season and the order. So I think that including a timeline could be really restrictive, and it'll kind of force the wool shop sometimes to say in 2-3 days, we haven't been able to figure out whether or not we can do it with our current orders, so they just have to say no. So I think that not having a timeline, the whoever is most commonly working with the wool shop to get these shirts should just have that working relationship to be able to figure out how quickly are you going to be able to get back to me, and then that could add to their lead.
Dr. B.
Just a couple of points of clarification to this. The wool shop was the one that provided the 3- and 4-week lead time, is what they say is only needed at these times. So what I understand what you're saying is don't make them give it back to you in 3 days. I think they'll be able to answer right on the spot most of the time. The right of refusal is if some company comes in crazy cheap at dollar t-shirts, the wool shop's gonna say, oh, well, we'll go ahead and refuse it then because we can get it cheaper somewhere else, or they are gonna price match. I think that's good. But the other thing is do you guys have the addendum with this?
Senator Bradley, in the email she sent me, it wasn't.
I can
And I believe that if we don't have the addendum, we can't approve it because they approved it in your committee with an addendum. Mm-hmm. So, I never received an addendum. That's why it's not on the agenda. So
you could finish discussion, so the next time you talk about it, it would be shorter, but you can't take an action on it. Right now, all you can do is discuss. So the addendum wasn't posted for the general public.
This might be a really dumb question, but how are we going to enforce this? It just seems like it's really trusting.
So, like, as of right now, correct me if I'm wrong, Director Rodriguez really has, like, in kind of influences the executive board to buy through the wool shop already. So if this were to happen, it would pretty much be up to Director Rodriguez, right, to make sure that everything's going through the wool shop. Dr. Beatty?
Respective administrators, we sign everything over $100. So what's been set up in the government, we have a beautiful thing. Anytime we even want to spend money on the Center for Student Engagement, Brandon has to sign to allow us to spend money on things for day-to-day operations. Anytime any organization within the ASUN wants to spend more than $100, there's an admin assignment. So I see things that are coming through, right? So Blue Crew goes out tomorrow and spends $10,000 on t-shirts at Silver and Blue across the street. I see it. I know what's happening. I'm not going to do anything about it because there's no rules around it, right? I strongly encourage it. Programming buys everything through the wool shop as long as it can meet the time frame they need. And trust me, if you're buying 800 shirts and you don't know 3 weeks in advance, there's something wrong with how you're doing your business. Right? There are times when people can make things slip and stuff. So, yeah, there's always everything that goes out of here that's over $100 has two signatures on it, one from the student and one from the app.
Okay. So, is there any further discussion on the bill?
I think this is clerical, but I think we're the last wolf shop or the last unknown story right now. Is that a thing?
Center Robin.
Yeah, so I originally wrote it as we're the last one, but when the director of the wolf shop came in the budget and finance last week, he said that we were one of two, so then I was like, okay.
Point of verification is in UC Davis.
I didn't ask them exactly, but that's who it was before, so I'm assuming that it's still that person or that school. But he had said, you know, we're one of two, but I was under the impression we were the last one. But
still the best.
Still the best.
Okay, so is there any further discussion on the bill? Senator Smith?
No, I'm just going to kind of go, I'm going to play kind of like the devil's advocate here. I kind of like think that if you're applying and going through all the processes to get the funds necessary, and your club and org of, say, like 25 people, I doubt that the wolf shop's going to give you a great price for 25 when you can just go somewhere else.
To stop you before you get too far, this doesn't affect clubs and orgs.
Oh, it doesn't?
It's, this bill is currently just to affect the executive board and all the programs within ASUN, but we have to talk to the club support fan manager.
Before we, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Senator Kruby.
Yeah, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't we incentivize going to the wolf shop for clubs and orgs separately?
Senator Brenner.
Yeah, just for some background, I sat down with Director Long recently, Commissioner Carr, we kind of laid out what this would look like for clubs, and they expressed all the concerns that you guys are going to come up with, and we kind of morphed it and shaped it to where it could work with clubs really well. The club commissioners they voted on it in their past meeting, and I'm fairly sure that they had approved it, so that will come in the new funding annual coming up here soon.
Awesome. Is there any further discussion or questions about the bill? Seeing that we can't take any action on it, we'll put it on the last agenda, the first one. Just make sure you get that addendum to me. Yeah, moving into agenda item 18B, Senator Reports. I'm going to start with Senator Chu. Senator Smith.
Well, I've been reporting since
last week. Senator Cook.
No report.
Senator Bergen?
No report.
Senator Jordan?
No report.
Senator Bradley?
Well, Sexual Health Day is going to be really awesome. We're pairing up with Justin Hernandez for a masculinity study. I know that the programming department had spoken about that earlier in the year, but we're really doing it. We have a couple events set up for the end of April. They're only for men, so we really need to work on our marketing techniques and how we only get guys there. Some of the things they're going to be talking about is like what's healthy masculinity, the TED Talks kind of things are going to be happening, just kind of having guys be okay with talking about, you know, like what it means to be a guy, that kind of stuff. And we're going to have the It's On Us Pledge table there as well, so they'll be able to take that afterwards.
Senator Henderson?
No report.
Who has a report? Awesome. Senator Green.
So I'm personally excited. Our dean reached out, was talking. She submitted me for like an award, so I thanked her for it. But then she said, "Oh, come bring all your senators by and take you to lunch." So we're gonna talk about that. Also, found out that I might I got asked to be the speaker at the gay graduation. So that's gonna be pretty fun. I got asked because my involvement is in it. And then I'm going to be doing a few of the College of Liberal Arts tours for the Nevada Bounds with Senator Eschenbach coming up. I think that's pretty cool. I got asked to do a bunch of more community service events by a lot of different departments, including Wolfpack Reading Week. So I said no and just passed said the next chair of civic engagement would do it. So super excited for that session. That's one for it.
Awesome. Speaker President Jackson.
Exciting news today. Our UMNEA president, Catherine, I couldn't go because of all this stuff going on, but they visited UNLV today to talk about establishing an NSEA chapter there, which is really exciting, one of the student program things, because we're currently the only one in the state, so it's exciting that they're expanding. But other than that, with no, I don't need the update to you on that. Anyway. Okay. It's not exciting.
And for myself, I actually got approached by Campus Cadets, and they want to work with me with getting them in campus escort. So they have a meeting with me, but like Senator Chu, you should probably just come so we don't talk about the same things over and over. Senator Chu. Okay. I'll be working on that a little bit, and I'll be drafting some legislation for the last meeting. Who over here had a report? Was it Senator Acabella?
That's some legislation that I'm going to do for Chief Perchetta. That's also going to be on the final agenda as well.
It's going to be a blast. Senator Duvall?
Oh, okay. So I met with Jason Loeffer of RHA about having a recycling competition for Earth Day. Earth Day is April 20th. Saturday, so we probably end it on Friday, 19th, I believe. So they did one last year, and it was a good success. They want to keep doing it with RHA, and I was hoping that we could get everyone involved by having various clubs also collect and compete for recycling. So I'm going to have to get in contact with their facilities director, William Tynes, and I have also contacted the Senator
T. Jackson. Senator Bradley.
You might want to talk to John Sagefield, too. I think he is perfect.
Awesome. With that, I'll move to agenda 19, comments and announcements. Agenda item 20, public comment. Senator Kirby.
Happy birthday to Andrea.
So, Senator Green.
I forgot to mention during my report, but the kids from Natchez sent us a thank you note. And it was super cool. They do know with the Mohawk. And then they think you have a Mohawk. Like, this is literally how they remember you. And then they didn't know Kaylee's name, so they just called her Book Lady, so it's super cute. I meant to bring it. So I just want, they just said thank you, and I meant to bring it in, but my phone is not currently on me, so I can read the thank you letter.
Awesome. That's super exciting. That was amazing. Is there any further public comment? Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting at 6:14.